This is a National Museum of Australia recording. For more information, visit nma.gov.au/audio.
Our next speaker is Marianne McCubbin. Marianne has worked in archives and museums for over 20 years. She was the inaugural appointment in her current position, Head Strategic Collection Management Museum Victoria, which plays a key role in managing the museum's collections. Before that, Marianne held curatorial and management positions in the museum's history section. So I would like to invite Marianne up to speak. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Guy, and thanks very much for asking me to be here today. I too was a smoker myself, and when I started off as an archivist, nearly every archivist in my institution smoked. So we smoked right over those precious archives for many, many years. I just want to make a few observations and generalisations, like the previous speakers, about what I've seen in terms of what I'm going to call the three strands of collection workers, if you like, over the past 30 years. Curators, collection managers, and I mean that term in its broadest sense, and conservators. I'm very sympathetic to what Philip says, although I disagree with him that, and I suppose this is just a viewpoint, that collection management and curatorship are antithetical. I would argue perhaps that they can be complementary. Curators are as old as modern museums themselves. Directors were the curators, and even today some directors insist on playing a curatorial role. It's based in disciplinary expertise, and it's that knowledge that allows them to develop the collection. Although that presents a very clean-cut story, and I think collection development is much more complex than that. The curators tend to retain very strong links to their own disciplines, as opposed perhaps to identification with their institutions. And as Philip Jones sort of eloquently portrayed, their role at the top of the hierarchy and at the epicentre of a museum has really wavered to a greater or lesser degree over the past 30 years. I just want to identify a couple of contemporary issues and challenges that I've seen for curators. I think curators can be dismissive of genuine other expertise that can be brought to bear on achieving the same aims for object material, and those aims are access and preservation. I think curators can also be threatened by the idea that there could be other experts, even in their field, and particularly with collections on the web, that presents the possibility of amateur experts even having a role in interpreting and understanding some of these collections. Sometimes to me, watching curators collect, it seemed to me that I'm watching some sort of binge or compulsive behaviour, and that it looks like the goal seems to be for them that it's in the act of collecting itself, and that once something's acquired, that's the end of it. And that always seems to me very, very paradoxical. We all live with these legacies of collections where curators have argued very vociferously about their meaning and value, and yet once we get them, they have tended not to document them, and the meaning and value is lost. I think some challenging questions for curators that are being raised now are the acts of sustainable and accountable collecting. Collecting is a major investment. It's a major public investment. And I think curators are starting to come around to accepting the idea that actually they are investment decisions, and we need to take account of the sorts of investments we make in those collections. I think some other ideas that are getting more currency are deaccessioning as a genuine collection enrichment program rather than a money-making venture or a storage-saving device. And I think also with collections on web, that presents a challenge to curators about the incorporation of other expertise, including amateur expertise. With regard to conservators, as Eric said, they've been around for about 40 years. They are science-based disciplines, so it's firmly ensconced in genuine and distinct professional training. And yet I think conservation has had to work hard to establish its credibility in some museums. I think others in museums can see conservators as pseudoscientists and perhaps rather think that what they are is inflexible pedants. I'd also make the observation that I have seen curators and collection managers assume that they can be conservators and assume that there's really not much to it and they can look at an object and determine whether it's in good or bad condition, and therein it ends. And I think that's a very wrong view. I think conservators have a particularly strong identification with their profession rather than the institutions they work in. I think they haven't really been brilliant at arguing their case. And I think the view of conservators is not helped by some incredibly rarefied specialisms, particularly in galleries, that just seem inexplicable. Some just contemporary observations. It's my viewpoint that the conservation profession is gaining more credence and credibility in museums, and that it's increasingly accepted that they have a genuine and unique role in preserving and making collections accessible. As Eric indicated, there's a lot of questioning at the moment and a lot of changing practice around what have been long-standing conservation maxims, if you like. And these maxims, I think, questions about relative humidity and temperature, question the science. They make the science basis of some of these maxims problematic in the present. And to turn to collection managers, they're the newest kids on the block and they're not necessarily linked to formal training. They've been around for about 30 years and they've grown out of sort of curatorial assistance or technical assistance, if you like. I think they've spent a lot of time establishing their own turf. They borrowed bits of practices from a range of professions, and to my observation is they have a mixture of identification with profession, particularly registrars, but broader-based collection managers tend to have a stronger identification with their institution. With regard to contemporary observations, I think, and Philip really, really brought this home, that collection managers in establishing their turf may have actually locked curators out of collections. And I think that's very, very sad and a really inappropriate direction. And Philip himself is recognised as one of, you know, at least Australia's foremost curators in terms of his engagement with the collection, and they must be able to bring their expertise, their genuine expertise, to understanding and caring for that collection. Collection managers haven't got the security of an identifiable discipline, so they can be touchy and sensitive and their work can be closed for view. Collection management of the three strands that I've discussed has been the growth area of collections work over about the past 20 years. And also, I think, interestingly enough, right at the moment, there's increasing specialisation within the collection management area itself. So I've mentioned the goal a couple of times, and this is where I beg to differ with Philip. I think there's two goals for museum collections for having them. And I'm desperately hope and implore, in a sense, that we all agree with these, because I think if we do, it helps us. The first goal is to provide access to the collection so that its value and significance is realised in the present, and that's through exhibitions and all sorts of other ways. And the other goal that we're all trying to practice, curators included, is to preserve it so that its value and significance can be realised in the future. If curators aren't doing that, they're doing something wrong. This requires a major interdisciplinary effort. Each profession I've mentioned has unique real skills and knowledge to bring to bear on achieving these aims, as well as other professions, as much as Philip might dislike hearing this. I think we also need to work with engineers, building managers, and even risk managers, amongst many, many others. And yet our disciplinary foundations and the different evolutions of our profession make working together really quite difficult, and I think that's a great challenge. The better frameworks, about which we'll hear more today, which is the collections risk management framework and significant assessment, they command an interdisciplinary approach to be effective. Finally, I just wanted to make a very final word on small museums, and I'm sure there's many people in the audience who come from small museums. All I can say to you is that your job is really, really tough, because looking after and curating collections does demand a level of knowledge and skill that's impossible for one or even a few people to get to carry within them. You need to be everything, but you can't be everything. So all I could say to you is that I think it's useful for you to be aware of the particular skills and knowledge that you do need to exercise in the range of your activities that you're carrying out, and that you try and get the right help and the right expertise whenever you can. Thank you.
The National Museum of Australia in Canberra explores what it means to be Australian through our permanent galleries, exhibitions, public programs, and the National Historical Collection. Find out more about the museum at nma.gov.au or download more audio programs from nma.gov.au/audio.